Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I am a Southern girl born and raised in Tennessee. Been living in Georgia for about 13 years, so I do believe in pitching a fit. Now, we've talked about this before. Jen Hobby and I have talked about this before where, you know, there are some times where it's appropriate to pitch a fit, okay, if you're not getting what you want. But then, maybe if you pitch too much of a fit, then afterwards you have a little bit of remorse about it. And so Katie and I are calling this bitch regret, where you bitched about something, and then in hindsight you're like, well, maybe I overreacted just a little bit. So what happened, and it's really Katie that coined the phrase, because she's the one actually going through this right now.
And Katie Jo is Melissa's girlfriend.
That's right. So we, and I'm not going to name the restaurants involved, but it does involve restaurants where, you know, I've never been one that went out to restaurants, and, you know, I've just never been a restaurant person. That's not what I would spend my time and money doing. But there are plenty of people and people in this room who do enjoy going out to restaurants and trying new restaurants, and Katie Jo's one of them. So we went to a restaurant, I guess it's been a couple weeks ago. We went to a restaurant, and we walked in, and it was one that we hadn't been to before. We just were going to, you know, try it out, and it was during the week, so it was a weeknight. It was early evening.
Oh, no.
So when we walked in, there was it wasn't crowded or anything, but we walked in and there wasn't a clear space where to go and be seated at the table. Okay, so we
like not a clear hostess stand.
Yeah, not a clear hostess stand whatsoever. So we walked in, and for a second we looked around trying to figure out if there was a hostess stand. Then we thought, well, if there's not one, does that mean we can seat ourselves? So we weren't sure. So we walked in. Why are you reacting?
Did I recommend this restaurant to you?
Yes. So we walked in.
Oh, my God.
But it's all right. It's all right. So we walked in.
Did you
in.
Set up this dinner for her?
No, but no, they are all no. such huge
well,
listeners.
Well, let me finish the story. Let me finish the
That's
story.
That's why she's not going to say
That's
restaurant.
Why I'm not saying the restaurant. So we walked in, and like I said, we couldn't find the hostess stand. So there was a guy that was kind of leaning over this table like a, you know, along the wall. So we assumed he worked there because it looked like he had kind of an apron on from the back. So we kind of walked over to him because literally we stood there maybe 30 seconds and nobody, there was a bartender near the door. This guy was over here. Nobody was giving us any direction. So we really started thinking maybe we should seat ourselves. But just to check, double check, we went up to the guy and kind of tapped him on the shoulder. And Katie said, you know, do we seat ourselves or do we wait? And he turned around. And I was witness to this with quite an attitude and said, can you hold on just a second? And so, and Katie is just not does not tolerate that. And neither do I. I mean, it's just like, well.
You just kind of snip. You felt like he was got a little snippy.
That was our greeting to the restaurant. And so Katie's like.
Should have left.
Katie's like, that's okay. We did. Katie's like, that's okay. Okay, thanks so much. And so we walked out and Katie leaned over to the bartender and said, just want to let you know, he lost you a sale. And we walked out the door. Simple as that. So we walk across, and it was an area.
Run that by me one more time. So the bartender leaned over to.
No. The guy was rude to us.
Right.
So Katie, as she walked out, wanted somebody to know that he lost a sale.
Okay.
So she leaned over to the bartender and said, he just lost you a sale.
Okay.
So we walked out, and this was an area where there were other restaurants in the vicinity. So we just simply walked. We were within walking distance to another restaurant. So fine. We walked into another restaurant. And as soon as we walked into that restaurant, there was a clear greeting stand. There was a clear employee that said, welcome to blank, and thank you so much for coming in. How many in your party? So we walk up, and at that moment, this woman comes up to me. So I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, because the way she came up to me very deliberately, I assumed, and it was just to me, I thought, well, she must be a listener or something. So I turned around, hey, how you doing? And she said, I just want to let you know that she was the manager at the other restaurant and had chased us down to this restaurant and said, I just want to let you know my name is blank and I'm a manager of blank and I understand that you had a bad experience and I just want to invite you over because I want to take care of your dinner.
Wow.
And came into another restaurant
came
to do that?
Into the other restaurant. And so
she crossed over the border.
That's impressive.
I've never had that happen before.
That's really impressive. And that's like that's like China Tibet business right there.
Yeah, but I will say, and I will say that this has nothing to do with my job. It was just I was closer to the door. Why she came to me because Katie was at the hostess stand. So she came up to me because I was the first person
from that party
that was in her line of apology. And so Katie turned to her and said, "That's very sweet. I appreciate that. But they have already greeted us and they've already offered us a table and we're going to stay here." And then, and she said, well, that sounds good. I understand that. Y'all enjoy your dinner. And please, anytime that you want to come back in, my name is blank, and I would love to have you back. So we do plan on going back. We have not been back since. And we will only go back when this manager, this woman, is going to be there. But and everything was fine. So we had dinner, had a nice dinner. Everything's fine. It was later on that evening, way late into the evening before bed, that Katie said, you know what? Maybe I was a little harsh.
Oh, no.
And she said, I disagree, though. I do think that the service was bad and then we walked out. But I do think the manager's actions, which I very much appreciate, kind of made her think twice about it. And then she's one that she said, I think I got bitch regret.
See, I think you handled that perfectly.
Yeah.
Like Katie Joe handled that
I
perfectly.
Too.
But when you said bitch regret, it's because when did you bring it up? Monday, I think?
I think so.
Because Sunday night. Can a guy have bitch regret?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, Sunday night, I pull into a gas station, right? And there is a guy, and the setup of most gas stations that have the little shops, Quick Trip or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the building is right here. Then there's the driving space. And this isn't one that has the parking spots in front of it. It's not like the enormous 30-pump mega mall centers where there's a dentist inside. This is just your little mom and pop. A little space, and then two columns of like four pumps each. A guy, an older guy, but not old enough to be like incapacitated older,
mm-hmm.
has stopped his car right in the middle of between the building and the pumps, which means nobody can use those pumps
mm-hmm.
and nobody can, like, to get around him,
you have to
drive all the way around him and then back up to get into the pumps. Like, he quite possibly found the most inconvenient place. And he was just stopped. So I came around the corner and stopped and like faced him for a minute, thinking that he was trying to get his bearings. He was going to move and go find a pump, maybe trying to remember where his gas cap was, whatever. He doesn't move. I go around and park. And I'm like, what an idiot. And while I'm pumping the gas, I see him put the car in park and get out and go into the store and make a purchase or transaction. And I went in to buy a lottery ticket, because I'm due for Mega Millions any day now. So I go in to buy.
Because now that it's in the, higher range, it's
now
like
I
had to
buy a ticket.
Right.
And when I walk out, he's behind me, and I push the door open and walk right through it and just go to the car. Like, I should have held the door for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the door hit him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bag, like two bags full of groceries. The door. He did some mega shopping.
So he could see that you were physically angry
and
at him.
But here's the difference between yours and hers is direct bitchiness. Yours is passive aggressive bitchiness.
Right. Yeah. And I got three steps right. away, and I'm like, why did I let that guy's stupid action of parking in an inconvenient change my attitude? Why did that cause me to put that negative energy in the world? And got three steps. And there's nothing you can do at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only thing that you have to accept the fact that you were the process was that I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just thought, oh, he must not have seen it. If I turned around and said, oh, I apologize for not holding the door for you, then he would know it was a passive aggressive thing. So, I mean, I was two steps out of there and I was like,
you had immediate bitch regret.
Immediate bitch regret. Wow. I'm like, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did I be a jerk to that guy? Because who knows what his
deal
was.
Will you go back to this restaurant now?
Yeah.
You will.
Because of the manager's actions.
Yeah. That's why she's the manager.
Well,
absolutely. Because any time, and Katie and I had this discussion, employees can screw up, fine. But if the manager is the last line of defense, and if the manager screws up, then I will never go to that place again.
I won't go back to that gas station.
They don't want you.
That was a customer, though.
They don't want you with your negative energy in that place.
You know what? That gas station obviously makes me negative. and it brings me down, and I won't participate in that gas station anymore, ever. Felt so bad.
7:35 now. You guys remember that time that I busted the valet for stealing my sunglasses?
Yes.
Same thing.
Oh, and he didn't.
I'm complaining to this guy. Yeah, I valet my car, and my sunglasses are gone when I get back into my car, and I'm like, dude, come on. The sunglasses were right here. You know it. I know it. Let's put an end to this. Just give me my sunglasses. Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I call my wife up. I'm like complaining. God, these valets stole my sunglasses out of my car. She's like, dude, they're right here on the counter.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh,
I had to pull the U-turn and go back to the valet and apologize.
At least you did.
Did I tell you with the car wash story when my buddy got his cell phone taken? Same thing. Confronting the guy, and I happened to be driving by and stopped to say hi to him. And he's like, dude, they took my phone. I'm waiting. I made the manager call the cops. And I'm like, why don't we just go stand with the employees and call it? And we'll see who, you know, and he goes, that's a great idea.
Oh, no.
So we walk over amongst all the employees. Doot, doot, doot. I call it from my phone. Rings once. Rings twice. His wife answers.
She had the phone.
It was in her purse. Oh. He put it in there last night when he went into some event.
And calling the cops.
And he had to go in and tell the manager.
Oh. The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.